This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can we talk about the confusion? Now, I saw on Thursday, Jalen Carter got ejected from the game. And Jalen Carter should have been ejected from the game. You cannot spit on other players. That goes without saying. The referee saw the action, was very swift with the flag and the ejection, and we believe that Jalen Carter is either going to be suspended for the upcoming game against Kansas City, or is going to face a pretty significant fine, as he should. I'm not here defending Jalen Carter's action in any way. But I'm sitting there watching the game, and I saw a player, Rick James, smack Travis Kelce right in front of the official. And they throw a flag. And I'm expecting that this player is going to be ejected from the game, especially when every single NFL game we watched this season, they have told me time and time again how important sportsmanship is and that they're cracking down on sportsmanship. I can't think of anything more unsportsmanlike than slapping the opposition. That seems like the definition of unsportsmanlike conduct, especially when we're cracking down on guys flexing and guys talking to each other. Wait, we can just smack each other and it's the same penalty as yelling in his face? That doesn't make any sense to me. So they go to the rules expert. I can't remember the guy's name, but you know, they had a rules expert. And then he's explaining, because I'm like, I'm confused. I'm sitting there, hey, how are you allowed to stay in the game if this is a new emphasis on sportsmanship and just being better sports and doing all those things? And we just saw him smack another player. And then for them to try to explain it, well, he hit him with the open hand. If it had been a closed hand, then he would have been ejected. But the fact that it was with an open hand means that it's just a 15-yard penalty. Wait, hold on. You were telling me that smacking another player is the same penalty as trying to dunk the football in the goalpost? That's what you're telling me? You're telling me that smacking the other team is the same penalty that you would get standing over them after a big tackle? Text line, make it make sense. I'm not here to be a homer for the Chiefs. I'm just somebody that watches the NFL. And all week, I heard them tell me how important sportsmanship is, and this is how much they're cracking down. And on a game in which 17 million people watched, we saw a player smack maybe the most popular player in the National Football League, and they're trying to tell me, I mean, it really wasn't that bad because his hand was open. You shouldn't be able to do that. And then that same player then goes on social media and basically mocks that he smacked him. Come on, now you can't make this up. This is ridiculous. Either you guys really care about sportsmanship and you're cracking down on it, or we're just here for fun. We're here for just vibes. It doesn't make any sense. Can anybody explain that to me? 913-586-7965. Because honestly, now with this new bit of information, Jalen Carter just should have smacked Dak Prescott. I'm serious. He just should have smacked him. He just should have went up to him and said, hey, did you spit on me? Oh, you did? Psh, he just should have smacked him right then and there. And he could have stayed in the game. He could have kept playing if he had done that. If he had just went up to Dak Prescott and asked him, what did the five fingers say to the face, and backhand smacked him, then we wouldn't have spent all day on Friday arguing about what a penalty would have been. He would have just got a 15-yard penalty. He would have got fined $15,000 for smacking him, told not to smack him again, and we all could have moved on with our life.
The defense of it was open hand just absolutely boggles the mind.
That made no sense.
That's a punch. I know it's a slap, but he punched that man in the head. Like, that is by – I was literally sitting there astonished he wasn't ejected. Just – honest to God. And then he kept making plays. That's what made it worse. It wasn't just that he got away with what should have been an ejection, like an obvious ejection.
100%.
But then the game continues and he is making a huge impact in the game, a game he should be watching from the sideline. He should be sitting there with no helmet. Like in college football, they would have sent you to the locker room. But instead, he gets to keep playing because open hand. And then he might have been the most impactful defensive player the Chargers had. He kept making plays. The two-point conversion, he was a problem for the Chiefs, and he should have never been in the game.
I don't have a problem with him not being ejected. I really don't. I don't have a problem with it. I just want consistency from the league. And every year, I feel like this is what we ask for. We just ask for consistency. And to have your rules expert say, basically, it is okay to smack the other team, just don't punch the other team, is ridiculous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.